Yeah, we're going to start off with some football this hour. The Premier Soccer League has confirmed the next round of fixtures in the Nedbank Cup. Good news is that the big guns have once again avoided each other. So we have defending champions, Orlando Pirates, Amapaganiya taking on Bagagabampahlela Baroka FC. Last season's losing finalists, Mamelodi Sundowns, take on a team by the name of Mpeni Home Defenders. No one knows anything about them. But we're also not surprised that Sundowns get the easy draw once again. Kaizer Chiefs score themselves a date with Eastern Cape outfit Chipper United at home. SuperSport United will face Cape Town Spurs. Now the tie of the round has to be Stellies against Polokwane City. We also have Marume Gallants at home to AmaZulu. And the date for the last 16 fixtures are yet to be confirmed. We turn our attention to the Champions League. 18 matches on the night, all kicked off at the same time. It was wild. So many storylines. Atalanta coming from behind twice to a draw 2-2 with FC Barcelona, who finished second behind Liverpool. Morgan Rodgers with a hat-trick for Aston Villa in a 4-2 win against Celtic. Real Madrid will compete in the playoffs in a bid to reach the last 16 after a 3-0 win against French club Stade Brest. Sporting Lisbon squeezed into the playoff places despite being held to a 1-0 draw by Bologna to make it a straight four match four straight matches without a victory. We had a comfortable win for PSG against Stuttgart, 4-1 in that one. Ousmane Dembele bagging a hat-trick, and Arsenal scored two goals in four first half minutes as they came from behind to beat Girona to qualify for the knockout stages of the Champions League. And then one of the biggest stories, I guess, that's happening at the moment is, of course, Gaetan McKenzie came out yesterday and told us that the steering committee for South Africa's bid to host a F1 race for the first time since 1993, he's extended the deadline for the potential host cities. Darren Moore, calm and ready. It's interesting, this one.
Huh.
Because obviously there's two runners here. There's two front runners here. It's Cape Town or Johannesburg.
Yeah.
But if you go on social media, some people are actually saying the reason they've extended the deadline is because maybe those two cities are not too interested, because it's going to be super expensive. I know everyone is talking about how much money it's going to make,
so
but it's going to be super expensive.
Yeah,
I was going to say, does Durban now, maybe since it's extended, does Durban now say, we can also put in a bid?
Yeah, but we need. Like, so Cape Town's going to do it a street circuit, right?
Yeah.
And then obviously Kyalami would be Joburg.
Yeah.
So then what would be...